This is a body focus practice. To prepare for this practice, ensure that your clothing is loose and comfortable, and that you have a blanket with which you can cover yourself. Lying flat on the floor or on a bed is the favored position, with your arms resting by your sides, palms facing upwards, or your hands placed on your abdomen. If you're unable to lie flat, then bend your knees, keeping your feet on the floor, or place your calves and feet at a 90-degree angle on a chair in front of you, being careful not to put strain on your back. Use whatever supports are needed to ensure that you are comfortable and taking care of your body. If you cannot lie down, then sit on a chair, letting your hands rest in your lap. If necessary, you can stand, but ensure that you have something to lean on for support should you need it. Whilst doing this practice, the aim is to stay awake and alert, rather than drift off into a state of sleep. If you find over time that you're unable to stay awake, then accept in a kindly manner that this is what happens, and try changing your position or the time that you do this work. Let us now focus on your body in a mindful and aware manner, taking care that you do only what you can and what you want. Whether lying, sitting, or standing, bring your attention to the point of contact that your body is making with the floor or chair. Notice which parts of your body are making contact. Your head, back, your buttocks, legs, and feet. Allow your body to sink into the surface on which you are lying or sitting, feeling the weight of your body against it, letting yourself be supported by the strength of the ground, trusting that it can hold you. Bring your attention to your breathing, to your breath coming in and going out, to the rise and fall of your chest. And with each out-breath, allow your body to gradually ease, losing your resistance. Feel the rhythm of your breathing, the ebb and flow of it as your body begins to respond, taking in with each breath and letting go with each out-breath. Allowing yourself to sink deeper into the floor or chair as your body begins to soften. If you feel that you're going to drift off into a state of sleep, bring your focus back to the sensation of your breathing, keeping it as natural as possible. The intention is to bring awareness to the different parts of the body without moving or stretching them in any way. It is about experiencing the sensations within your body, making no demands on it. As you breathe in and out, become aware that this is your body, all of it, for whatever it is. The parts that work well and keep you alive. The parts that are damaged and in pain. Now focus on the big toe of your left foot. Become aware of the existence of this part of your body and the sensations that might be there. Let your attention go deep into the toe, not moving it, just observing it and feeling whatever is or isn't happening in it at this moment. If you feel no sensations, that too is fine. Simply acknowledge whatever is there. Now move your focus to the little toe on the left foot and to all the toes. Become aware of the feelings within the toes. Acknowledge them and breathe deep into the toes on an in-breath. And on an out-breath, Let go of your awareness of the toes, letting their existence drift and dissolve from your mind. Now bring your attention to the sole of your left foot, focusing on any sensations deep within the foot, aware of the air against it, your instep, the heel against the floor, breathing in and out of it. And on the out-breath, let go of your awareness of it and bring it to the top of the left foot, becoming familiar with the sensations in this part of your body, of all the small bones that make up the foot. Breathing all the way down into it, and then on an out-breath, letting it dissolve from awareness. Moving your focus to the left ankle, feeling and acknowledging whatever it is that is there. Aware of the bones that come together to form a joint. Breathing into it and out of it, letting it go. Now focus on the foot and ankle as a whole, breathing deep into it. Let your breath travel in your mind's eye, all the way down from the nostrils, through the chest and abdomen, down the left leg, and into the foot and ankle, aware of all the oxygen coming to it. And when it gets there, release, and let the breath travel all the way back and out through the nostrils. And on an out-breath, let the foot and ankle dissolve from your awareness. Coming to the left calf, what sensations are there at the top of the shin bone and deep underneath in the muscles that allow you to walk and move? Feel the sensations of all of the calf, the bones, the muscles, the skin that holds it all together. Acknowledging these sensations while breathing in and out of the calf, releasing all tension from it. And on an out-breath, allowing your focus to drift from it and move to the knee. Becoming aware of this area, of any pain or tension here. Breathing deeply into this part of your body and letting go of it on the out-breath. And shifting your attention to the thigh. Feeling the largeness of the thigh. The powerful muscles within it, the sensation of it resting against the floor or chair, the shape and depth of it. All of it, from the knee to the hip on the outside and to the inner thigh by the groin. As you breathe deep into it and out of it, and on an out-breath, letting go of all your awareness of it. And now on an in-breath, imagine the breath travelling all the way down the left leg, from the hip and groin, down the thigh, into the knee and calf, into the foot, and to the toes. And on the out-breath, letting the air travel upwards from the toes. Moving it all the way up, eventually reaching the hip, and then letting go of any tension within it, and of your awareness of this leg. Now moving to the toes on your right foot, and the sensations within them. Breathing into them, and out of them. Then letting go of them. Shifting to the sole of the foot and the heel and moving around to the top of the foot, acknowledging what is there whilst breathing in and out and into the ankle. Now breathing deep into the foot and ankle as a whole, letting the breath reach all the way into this area, and then letting awareness of it dissolve on the out-breath. Focusing your attention on the right calf, its connection to the ankle and the knee, with its muscles and tendons. Aware of any sensations or discomfort, breathing in and out of it. And now no longer giving it attention, but moving your attention up to the knee, this part that often feels stiff or painful. Breathing into it and letting go of it on the out-breath. Attending now to the thigh, to the length of it, its depth and structure, its connection at the knee and hip. Breathing into it and letting go of it on the out-breath. And now letting your mind's eye take your breath down throughout the entire length of your right leg, all the way to the tips of your toes, and then all the way back up. And on an out-breath, let go of any tension in this leg and your awareness of it. Aware now of the pelvis, the genital area and all its sensations. Acknowledging any discomfort or tension. And now let your awareness include the buttocks and the contact that they have with the floor or chair. Recognizing how this area is like a cradle and allowing it to soften and to sink deeper into the floor with each out-breath. And how each in-breath may bring with it new sensations. Breathing into this cradle. And on an out-breath, dissolving awareness of it as you shift your attention to your lower back. To the spine with its gentle curve. To each vertebra being connected to the next as you feel them against the floor or chair. More aware with each out-breath as they sink a little lower into the surface. Becoming familiar with the sensations, sometimes of pain, sometimes of release. And then gradually moving your attention into the abdomen, acknowledging the vital organs within this area, one by one. Aware of the life that these organs provide, each with its special function. Is there any tension? Or does this area feel soft and supported? Breathing awareness into all of this area. The spine at the back. The organs inside. And the abdomen and stomach as a whole. All held together. And letting the image of this area fade on an out-breath. And concentrating on the spine further up, as the vertebrae and back of the ribs touch the surface that you're leaning against. Aware of the shoulder blades, of any tightness or pain deep within, of the releasing and relaxing with each out-breath. Feeling the movement of the ribs as they expand and contract, with the flow of your breath entering and leaving your lungs, whether it be fast or slow, easy or difficult. aware of the sensations as you breathe, as the air moves down your throat, into the lungs, and out again. Noticing now the sound of your heart within your breast, the sensations where it is placed, its rhythm as it beats, pumping and renewing, giving you life, beat after beat. Now letting the breath move all the way down the chest and into the abdomen. And on an out-breath, letting go of all tension within this large area. Breathing deep into it, allowing it to soften and ease. And on an out-breath, fading the image from your awareness. On an in-breath, letting your attention move down into the hands of both your arms. Are the joints painful or stiff? Acknowledging this, but also the loving and soft sensations when fingers touch or hands are held. Moving to the wrists and how flexible they are. And then noticing the elbows as you breathe in and out. Feeling the sensations of the sensitive skin at the back of the upper arms and into the armpits. And then moving up to the shoulder joint, where your arms attach to your trunk, and how it feels. Linger on these limbs, acknowledging their practical use and their ability to hold and to cradle. And on an in-breath, breathe all the way down from the top of the arms to the tips of the fingers. And on an out-breath, let the breath travel out and awareness of this area dissolve. Bringing the focus to the tops of the shoulders, to the area that so often is tight. What are the sensations here? Is there tension? Are the shoulders resting unevenly? Not moving any part, but simply knowing and becoming familiar with what is happening in this part of your body. Now breathing into and out of this area, into the back of the neck and the skull, allowing the tension to soften with each out-breath. Releasing any tightness in the throat and letting your neck sink gently into the shoulders and towards the floor. Paying attention to the jaw. Are you clenching it or is it open and relaxed? Becoming aware of the softness of the mouth, the sensitive sensations within this area, the tongue within this space. The air touching the back of the mouth and throat. Notice how the tender skin at the back moves as you breathe in and out, allowing the air to move into the lungs. And on an out-breath, letting go of this area from your awareness, and moving your attention to the nostrils and the air caressing the skin as it enters and exits. The sinuses that often throb, the sensations around the eyes, the tension that spreads into the temples and the sides of your head, and the ears, perhaps your hair touching them, or deep inside a ringing sound. Aware of all the sensations in the different parts of your head as you breathe in and out. Not forcing the breath in any way, but allowing it to move naturally as you attune yourself to your body. And then on an out-breath, letting this part of your body fade from your attention. And as you lie here or sit, become mindful of the sensations of your skin, that vast span of protection that is a container for each and every part of your body. Your whole existence, physical and emotional, carried within this breathing and flexible container, but often only acknowledged when it's damaged or wrinkled. Give your attention to it and the sensations of it as the air or clothing touch it, as you slowly float your awareness of it from the tip of your head, moving gently all the way down the length of your body, front and back, to the soles of your feet. And when you've reached the soles of your feet, drift your attention all the way back up over the skin to the top of your head. And now imagine you have a hole at the top of your head, and into it is coming the breath and vitality of life. Allow it to enter and flow through each and every part of your body, into the bones, muscles, organs, moving into the smallest and deepest parts of your existence as it travels down, flowing smoothly and gently, nourishing and feeding everything as it moves towards the tips of your toes, and letting it out through your toes, renewing itself, and coming back into your body, travelling all the way up with its energy and purity, leaving through the hole at the top of your head. And without forcing it in any way, let your body sink into the ebb and flow of this vitality as it glides into your body at your head, drifts out through the toes, and rolls up again, bringing with it a state of deep relaxation and stillness, opening to a calm and tranquil feeling of healing, of completeness. Gently gather your breathing and awareness back into your skin, back into your lungs, and into your body as a whole. Awaken all your senses, knowing that you are one unit, breathing and functioning in a state of completeness. Bringing with it a kindness and compassion for yourself, for your body, for your existence, focusing your attention on this moment, being present here, right now, in this place, knowing that your body and your presence are firmly but gently supported by the space around you and the anchoring of your breath within you, centering you, balancing you, giving you the strength to be alert and alive in each moment of your life, for whatever it brings.